The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Let's get it started. 3, 2, 1. We got Afion Crockett here inside the Dana Cortez Show. Let's make some noise.
Yeah.
What's
sir. Nice and early. You came in early. We're running late.
I'm on time.
You are on time.
You know, punctuality is a skill set that a lot of people have lost.
Afion,
talk about it, Afion.
You are so right on that. And I've noticed that the most successful people are always on time or early.
Listen.
I have a
billionaire big homie, and he said, there's no excuse. If I could be on time, like he talked to me about deals that went away because people were late and disrespected his time. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, look, I'm not a billionaire.
No.
So I need to listen to this. I need to heed the advice. Yet. You better talk. Yet. Come on, Dana. You better prophesy.
Speak
Hallelujah.
Speak
it into existence. I'm not a billionaire yet. You hear me, IG? But it's great to be here. And I was listening on the way down, and I realized that I may have a mental disorder.
Do you get the chills?
Get the chills
It's called frisson. That is French for chills or shivers. When you hear music, do you get emotional? Have you ever watched a movie and cried?
I haven't cried at a movie yet, but I get the chills.
I get the goosebumps.
I get that.
What song?
And you DJ, so I'm sure you'd be
up there. You get chills all the time.
I know when I hear a hit. Like, I get this feeling. It's weird.
It's real, though.
Yeah.
What song gives you the chills? What song do you
Several, but one of my favorites is Lady in My Life, Michael Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Yo. I just got chills saying it.
I know, me too. That's from the Thriller album.
Yes.
So, I the other day, we were eating pho, and they have like
pho gives me chills, but that's a whole nother story.
Me too. And they had it on. I said, what song is this? I had this Shazam. I was like, oh, my God. And I did the whole deep dive, and that's a great project.
Yeah. Oh, right? My God.
I think it's the best-selling album of all time,
yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody likes it.
Michael was relentless on that joint. They was like, hey, Michael, you have 3 million in sales. He was like, that's not enough.
We got to go.
I need 125 million. Like, he was relentless. I love it.
Did you hear my list? I said, like, Frank Ocean.
I heard your list. You said Bryson Tiller. You said Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yep. Reasons is one of mine, because my parents used to play that joint.
Exactly. Yearning my mother.
Oh, my God.
My
that song makes me, like,
yearning for your love.
That song will literally grow like a little tear to my eye.
Yeah. It'll make you snot cry. Because it's just so good.
You
so well composed.
I heard it.
Let's get it, Dana. Come on. Let's get it.
That's about all you want to hear from my singing.
Nah, you was on key, though. You was on pitch and key.
Don't do this.
I'm putting the gas on it.
Avion, don't do this.
I tried to open up for Janet, for Katy Perry, for SZA. I've been submitting my covers, and I have been the only person.
She's been denied over and over and over.
Katie I opened
Perry.
Up for Janet.
Yeah, oh, see?
Yeah. Well, she was walking through to the club, and I opened the door. But whole different experience.
See, Afion, I was like 6 degrees. I thought maybe you could help me out here.
Nah.
The only person that responded was Katy Perry. She sent me some candy. She just said, "Keep trying."
You know what? You have a microphone. Why don't we try one more song? Why don't we try one more?
I'm going to talk about something else.
What about SWV Week? That's a chill bump.
Oh, come on now.
That's a chill bump.
I got chills.
That's a chill bump
SWV
song.
Week. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I got to ask you something. I talked about Wikipedia, and I was like, who submitted this photo of Afion?
What photo are you talking about? Okay. I got to see it.
Show him the photo.
You're looking very dapper.
Because I wear some suits now. Yeah.
Okay, you've got a friend.
Yeah, it's a little something.
Okay, it looks good.
She's trying to say that a woman must have dressed you.
A woman must have dressed you.
A woman actually took that photo, too.
I knew it. I knew it.
And edited, yeah, she did, yeah, for sure.
So I saw in there that you are Trinbagonian?
What?
Okay, that's what they see, Wikipedia.
It's my mother is from the island of Trinidad and Tobago.
Okay.
Yes.
So why do they say that? Do you identify as that?
That's why I don't like Wikipedia, because it's not accurate. Anyone can just have a free-for-all and just put information in there about you.
Oh.
You have to go and manage your own page. I don't know if a lot of people understand that.
No, I had no idea.
It's not like a regular Google search where, you know, some pretty reputable sites will come up.
Anyone
can go on Wikipedia and manipulate your information.
So what do you identify as then?
I'm black. I mean, look, in America, I'm black, right? I can say all the things. In Trinidad, we're mixed with Spanish and Chinese and Haitian.
French,
but
all of it.
All of it.
Yeah.
But in in Phoenix, driving this rental car, if I get pulled over, he's not gonna be like, oh, you're Trinidadian. I get it. I'm gonna let you go. It's a black dude. It's two black dudes in a car.
Where is the other black man?
I'm pointing to Brad. Clearly,
Brad is the opposite of a black man.
He's a different.
Yes.
He's a different race.
But you know what's interesting? You know you made it when you got the white man driving you around.
You already know. In a Porsche.
You know, in a Porsche. Oh, there you go.
I've worked hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've arrived.
Hell yeah.
Let's talk about your movie. Incredible. We all know that you just have this extreme talent when it comes to impersonations. Now you took that and did something next level.
Yeah.
Where did you get the idea from? And then just a hip hop story. I'm such a hip hop girl. I grew up listening to hip hop. I love hip hop.
Yeah.
Hip hop. Like I feel, I understand Taylor Swift. I respect all that. It's not my cup of tea though. You know, I do. I really do. I love her. Like I really do. I love that she got Kendrick on a joint. Like, you know what I'm saying? All of that. But I am a hip hop girl. I'm in love with hip hop. Where did you come up with the idea I'm doing this?
Well, it's not an either or thing. You can love Taylor and hip hop.
Yeah, you
know
can,
what I mean? Because Taylor got that bread.
Hello. I love you, Taylor.
Speaking of billionaires,
I'll open a door for her.
Yeah.
But exactly.
6 degrees.
But no, I got the idea for writing a hip hop story because I love hip hop, like you. And there was a time when, and even now, there's still a line of demarcation where some of the music just isn't, it doesn't give you chills.
Mm. That's a nice way of putting it. It doesn't give you chills.
So the original title to a hip-hop story was Streets is Itching.
Okay.
Oh, for that real hip-hop watching. To come back. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like a parody of Streets is Watching. But, long story short, my love for hip-hop made me write this movie, and I wanted to tell a story that wasn't just about a spoof movie with a bunch of scenes of gags and we're just parodying rappers. I wanted to have a storyline wrapped around hip hop and those of us that grew up with it, that really love it. It's gonna feel like an old head movie, but when you watch it, it's like, oh, they're covering all aspects of just healing the community in general.
How many different people do you play?
I still haven't counted it. I keep saying 12 to 14.
Just in the trailer, I'm like, God dang, I can't keep up. I cannot keep up.
It's a lot of people. A lot of people. And
it's an independent movie. How long did it take you guys to put it all together? Yeah.
We shot for about 24 days, but it took us a year to go from start to finish.
Yeah.
Because of a lot of things that were happening within that year. Two strikes in Hollywood, SAG.
So it was during that time.
Writers all of that stuff, yeah.
Oh, that was a lot then.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
But you were
I'm sure that's probably stressing you out because, you know, when all that happens, it makes your money has to go longer and everything. And I'm sure that was
That wasn't the stress. It was more, there were a lot of hoops that we had to jump through, though.
Yeah.
Because in a way, we were able to put the money on pause and put the demand for the money on pause or the work, right? And so it wasn't about the money, but it was definitely like, all right, we want to get this out in a timely fashion as well. Hip Hop 50th.
Yeah.
I think
it came out at the right time, though. I mean, it almost maybe was a blessing.
Well, technically, it's not really out. We did a soft launch in AMC theaters.
Well, that's what we saw. Like,
yeah.
Right away, he's like, let's go. I said, let's go. I mean,
But that literally was just for us to get the feedback from the audience, get our Rotten Tomatoes is at 90%.
It's
crazy.
Yeah.
No, the response has been incredible. So now we're working on the worldwide distribution play. And it's all independent.
Let's go.
There's no studio behind this movie.
Yeah, but if you get that distribution, though, we might be calling you a billionaire.
Exactly.
I'll be doing to you, Avion.
And then I'll be like, I'm strategizing
a way to self-distribute because people do it all the time.
Yeah.
Where you do you set up your own site where they can rent or buy. And it's like, all right, Netflix and all these companies started out somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not bet on yourself? It's the same thing Jay-Z did with Rockefeller Records back in the day.
Yeah.
So many people have done this independent thing. And so that's why I bet on myself to put my own money into this movie as well. And why not reap the benefits on the back end?
Well, I think that's smart. I think about Drake recently talking about how, look, I'm done like with the whole streaming thing. They're not paying artists.
They're not paying anything.
Taylor Swift, same thing. She's been pushing back on that for years. Kanye said his next project, all digital. He's not doing the streams. Like, I'm done with that. He did all radio he's only doing radio for his promotions. He's like, I want to make all my money selling out everywhere he's going. I think it's time.
That's smart.
I think about going back to, like, you were talking about our parents, Prince. People thought he was crazy.
Yeah.
And he was one of the first Tech N9ne. You know who Tech N9ne is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you're doing
independent. Tech N9ne,
one of the richest in the game.
Yes, he has a whole warehouse.
Have you been there with the motorcycles and everything?
I haven't been there, but the point is, yeah, to your point, he's independent. He made his own money, and you only need 150,000 to 300,000 people. You don't need 20 million people to purchase your stuff. If 20 million people are buying your stuff and you're only getting 3% of that, do the math.
Who's winning?
Who's winning? If you have 150,000 people that really rock with you and they're buying and downloading your stuff.
Gosh, we only need 147,000 more to go. We can make some money here with this little show. So what's next? Like, after you get it going, what's your plan? Like, you're going to go out there and you're going to push it? You're going to, like, because, I mean, we're excited.
I'm changing the narrative.
Okay.
I'm changing the narrative that you have to have the machine behind you. Nothing wrong with the machine.
No, it's fine.
I get money out the machine as well. But at the end of the day, this was an independent project from the jump, so why not keep that same energy? That's all I'm saying.
Mm. Okay, I love it.
Avion, being one of the truest hip-hop heads,
that's the most hip-hop thing you could do, by the way.
Ooh. Exactly.
Talk about it.
Hip-hop head.
No, he knows.
Yeah.
No,
that's
how hip-hop was built.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can create the standard for yourself. We're so conditioned to rely on the system. You can create your own ecosystem.
People gonna push back on that.
The norm.
The system doesn't like that. The gatekeepers don't like that.
Of course they don't, but they can't. It's like, what is it? The dam, the dike, and the dam, and the trying to poke the holes.
Mm-hmm.
The internet has made it so vast, where it's all these independent people coming up. Matt Rife blew up on TikTok comedy, and there's this person.
But here's the devil's advocate in that.
We're the wild west of the internet.
But hold on, here's the devil's advocate in that.
You can do it.
That's why you get a lot of music that does not give you chills.
Exactly.
Because anybody can put anything out there. It doesn't mean it's going to be successful. You know this is going
to
pop.
But the cream always rises to the top. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, one thing I want to get at with Avion, and this is a big week for hip-hop that we're here. We're right off the heels of the Kendrick Lamar diss towards Drake.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, do you think Drake, the boy, can come back on this? Or what's your take on this
1,000%
Kendrick versus Drake situation?
There's no loser here.
No. Ooh.
You talking about Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick Lamar.
We're all winning. That's the thing.
Hip-hop is winning.
Hip-hop is winning.
Yes.
Right? We needed this summer so bad.
Yeah. And it's look, all those guys are bar masters, right? Drake is not a traditional bar master, right? But he's an excellent writer, and he don't back down from no battles.
No.
He's supposed to be the you know, the pretty boy from Canada, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's battled Pusha T, Common. Anyone that says his name... Drake has gone at him. And bar for bar, he's gone at him like with a force. So he not
also
tripping.
Nobody's done what Drake is doing. I mean, we are witnessing history. There's nobody, I'm sorry, bigger. There's just
the numbers don't lie.
They don't lie. You can,
because even with the battle with him and Pusha T, whatever side of the fence you stand on, you can say, if you say Pusha T won, it's like, all right, cool, but you don't hear Pusha's music as much as you hear Drake's music.
At all.
Or the tours
and the battle, or are you talking about gets the war? Everybody. Drake,
that's what
wins
I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
all subjective based on who you think.
Has Drake seen your bits about him or your sketches about
him? Yeah, he's seen a lot of the early stuff. I don't know if he saw a hip hop story yet, but we're actually planning to do a premiere in Toronto, a big screening up there in a few weeks. But we used to talk all the time when I was doing all the early stuff, the eyebrow parody. But no, the first thing he said, and this is what most of the rappers say, is they're like, yo, we can tell that you really are of the culture, though.
Yeah.
And he used to thank me. He's like, man, I could tell you rock with my music, because how else can you
know
my cadence and know
like this? Yes.
Exactly. Same thing Joe Budden said recently. He was like, yo, Avion is of the culture. He, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he's
the one that can't do this.
That's hard to get the Joe Budden cosign, because he hates everybody.
I know.
It's so funny, dog. Oh, it's so good.
I know. Nah,
I still miss rapper Joe Budden. But
why do you still go out and do all the stand-up? Why do you do that? You really don't have to.
Oh, I won't stop that.
Is that your first love?
It's not that I have to or don't have to, but why not? Like, this is where I get the pulse of what's hot and what's not what my timing and my rhythm is. How else can I get that the pulse of what the people are saying unless I go and be with the people?
That's so important. Avion, why do people stop doing that? I feel like there's certain artists, and I want to bring Kanye up again, that surround themselves with people that are just saying yes because they want to check. They're not being real. They don't really talk to folks day to day. Why do people get like that? How have you kept away from that?
First of all, I'm not a billionaire yet.
Okay. When I get to my billion, you know what I mean? I don't talk to anybody. I don't care about you.
I don't have a bunch of people around me because I can't afford you. You know?
But I would, even if I was a billionaire, I hope
I got like one and a half people around me. Yeah.
But you got to keep your finger on the pulse, like you said. I mean, no, why would you get essential. Away from that?
So even when I go and write something in my laptop and I'm writing a film or I'm writing a TV show, I'm geared now to be on the rhythm of what I know is going to make people laugh instantly.
Yeah.
Being on social media, being on IG Live, me and Spice Adams during the pandemic.
Man, those were
that
fun.
Was another training Huge. Course of what makes people laugh. So to be on a phone and to be doing something live in real time and you see nothing but cry face emojis.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Laugh emojis. You see all yellow faces around every comment. You know you're doing something right. So stand-up is where I get that heartbeat from.
That energy.
Absolutely. That's where you get the timing from.
Man. Well, how about somebody want to go experience this? It is going, tonight. I mean, Afion Crockett doing really big things, and he's here. You can touch him tonight if you like.
Hey, whoa. There's some lawsuits going on around the touching part.
If he grants permission,
I was trying not to talk about Diddy.
You can smell me.
I can't believe
if I walk really fast across the stage.
We got to.
You could open up for Afion.
Okay,
open
the door for Afion. You brought up Diddy. What you think about this? Because we've been in the industry, it's almost 20 years now. We've been hearing about it forever. Why is it just now coming out?
I don't know. I don't know what to believe, though. At the end of the day, I've been to a Diddy party before. It wasn't crazy. It was a birthday party. Kanye was there. Pharrell was there.
Yeah,
everybody was just chilling. Now, maybe there's other parties. That's a little more exclusive.
Did they invite you to the grotto?
No. There was a dance floor. People had on suits and you know what I mean? So it was nothing crazy. And I'm friends with his sons. Like, those are my guys. So it's like, people forget that these guys are people. Even though they're making headlines, they have people. We're friends. We have mutual friends. We've all been in the industry together and connected in some kind of a way. So I don't know what to believe. Sure, we've all heard that he has wild parties and he's an eccentric guy. But what has been proven?
You're right. You're innocent until proven guilty. My thing is, when I read all the documents with Cassie, I just hope if something went wrong that we've discovered that. You know,
yeah,
what I mean,
look,
as a woman, as somebody, we talk about power.
Wrong,
people with money, man, they get away with it though. Ifyan, and
well,
it's
we
not
know
just
that.
Diddy.
We know that throughout time,
him.
And I'll say this, you know,
Harvey
as
Weinstein's,
as a man, yeah, men have had the advantage of power,
yes,
and have abused it throughout the decades, right?
Throughout millennia.
We know that.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, no, we know that. We understand that, especially men with money and power. It's not all men with money and
power.
No,
absolutely not.
We know some great ones out there that's doing the right thing, but unfortunately, there have been some men that have done it.
You just haven't witnessed it, and that's all.
I haven't witnessed it, and, you know, I don't know who to convict because I'm not a judge. I'm not a jury.
Well, we'll have to watch that and see how it plays out.
Yeah, but it's wild, though. We can say that.
Yeah.
we know that.
When they showed up with boats and helicopters, I was like, what is going on?
When you got SWAT at your door.
Yeah. You could remake that and re-release it after this.
That's going to be a movie.
That's a movie, but on its own. That's a movie on its own.
That's scary. Now let's give the tickets away. How about that? Afion Crockett, Tempe Improv. We're doing tonight, Friday and Saturday?
Yes, sir.
And by the way, SWAT is welcome to come to my show tonight, just with no guns.
GA.
Just come and laugh.
Homeland Security.
Raid Tempe Improv tonight.
Bring the helicopter.
Bring about 4,000 people with you.
602-256-6983. 602-256-6983. Call 90 win. Afion Crockett, let's make some noise.
Yeah. Appreciate y'all. Thank you. I got goosebumps.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.